This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos!
Hey everyone, welcome back to Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror, brought to you by the Slashercast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slasher Media. I am one of your hosts, Tyler.
I'm your other host, Slasher.
And today we're going to be continuing our Evil Dead read-throughs with the third movie in the franchise, Army of Darkness. They did not call it Evil Dead Army of Darkness, because of copyright claims and issues.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's just titled as Army of Darkness.
Why?
Why can't they
use Evil Dead?
I believe they couldn't use Evil Dead because it's different distributor.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first two was used by Freeline, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, the... Let me have a look, actually. The first one was New Line Cinema. The second one was... Like Rosebud releasing Embassy Communications, the Laura Knight and
Group. This one is Universal.
Yeah, Universal is a big company who probably didn't want to buy the.
They probably didn't want to buy the license for the name.
Yeah, and despite being the Evil Dead sequel, it does not have as much gore and blood as the other two.
It leans a lot more into its comedic side as well.
Yeah, it's known as a black comedy movie. And I think it got a PG-13 rating. I can be corrected on this. But normally, films that have got black comedy are usually PG-13 rated. And I think the first two ones were 15s. Maybe.
Continue reading, I'm going to do some searching.
Yeah. But as you know, Evil Dead has director Sam Raimi, and it was written by him also, along with his brother, I think, Ivan Raimi.
That is a cool name.
Ivan Raimi.
Just Ivan.
It sounds very evil. It stars Bruce Campbell again, as always, and Embeth Davids. I don't recall Embeth Davids is in the movie. I believe she's the main female lead. I don't know. Yeah.
I think she plays... It's not a princess. I know that.
Yeah, might be a princess. Considering this is like set in the medieval ages. If I can find it, it'd be helpful. I honestly don't know, actually. It does not tell me on the wiki. Moving on anyway. The music, Joseph LaDuca and Danny Elfman. The editing was made by Bob Muraski and ROC Sandstorm, which is Sam Raimi's name. ROC Sandstorm was his ultimate persona.
United Kingdom Army of Darkness is a 15.
Wow, 15.
That's an R rating.
We got lucky then.
Almost every country, I think. Japan got a PG-12 in Japan. Where's US? I'm trying to find US, but I don't think US is on it. Oh, wait, that's Russia.
Mother Russia.
Can't find US. I think US, it might have got same type of thing.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Yeah, but yeah, we got an R rating for it. Yeah, apparently, I think most countries did got an R rating.
Yeah.
Army of Darkness, 1993, got an R rating. Parents Guide and Review, kidsinmind.com, part comedy, part horror movie about present day. Yeah, I get it, whatever. It's because it's got sex and nudity in it.
Yeah.
It's not about the gore, it's because it's got sex and nudity.
This film was also produced by Robert Tappert, who, if you didn't know, is married to Lucy Lawless. Who, guess what, is Ruby in Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, right. Boy, how many run times is there?
Well, depending which release it is. There's...
Running time, 81 minutes for American cut. 89 minutes for European, Europe and Asia.
Maybe I should speak.
I'm not weird today.
96 minutes for the director's cut and 19 minutes for the US television cut.
Jesus. That's all.
So if you want to watch this movie, get it on DVD or... if they have it on like Netflix or Prime or whatever, they probably will have the director's cut on it.
It made a lot of its money back. It made its money back and a lot fucking more.
I know, that's actually considered a bomb, to be fair.
You know that?
It's not a big success.
It made 21.5 million.
Yeah, it didn't even make double of what it was.
It still made back its money.
Yeah, it barely made its budget back. It wasn't a good...
The film's a lot more popular now than it was back then.
Because, to be fair, there are a lot of better movies that have got a way better budget, and they get way more money. Like, if I go on, for example, friggin' Avengers Endgame, I don't know. Avengers Endgame had a budget of 356 to 400 million, and it made a box office of 2.7 billion.
Right.
That's a success.
Yeah, but that's modern day films.
Alright, well, let's go on. Alright, let's look at Titanic then.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's not a modern day. Budget, 200 million.
Yeah, but I mean, it released in the 2000s, didn't it? When did that film release? I really don't remember. I really don't remember when that film
released. Titanic was in 97. So this was 5 years after Army of Darkness, and Titanic made $2.2 billion.
Right.
You're saying freaking Army of Darkness is a success. It's a good movie, nonetheless, but it didn't make nearly
enough
money.
When it comes to it, you know, it's still a good film.
I think even the remake made more money.
Remake did really well.
Remake was a success as well. 17 million budget and made 97 million.
Yeah, but remake did really fucking well.
The remake did stuff that the original couldn't do because of budget cuts.
Yeah, it also, like, it was supposed to be a continuation, which I think it could, like, if they're smart with Evil Dead Rise, they could bring Mia into it. Because we haven't got any casting news, really, for that film yet, so I'm thinking they could bring Mia into it somehow. Maybe, if they're smart with it. But that's really up to them.
Yeah, it's been like 30 years since the last actual Bruce Campbell movie of Evil Dead.
Bruce Campbell. Well, Bruce Campbell.
If you can't count the remake, he only appears in one scene.
Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead. Well, Bruce Campbell now, he said that his like physical acting days are
done
with. Like, he's pretty much done with his physical acting. That he's more now, he's alright doing, you know,
just voice acting.
Just voice acting, yeah.
Did you know he's also producing the Evil Dead Rise movie?
Yeah. I don't think he'll be in it.
He won't be in it, but he's got like a sort of a nudge in it.
I think is, if he did bring back Mia for it, if he was smart, I feel like Mia would probably be really good to bring back for this, for Evil Dead Rise.
We've only got 5 known cast members for Evil Dead Rise, which is Alyssa Sutherland and Lisa Sullivan, who portray Ellie and Beth, respectively. And then the 3 others haven't actually got a link. Gabriella Eccles, Morgan Davis, and Nell Fisher.
I don't think there's really that much news on Evil Dead Rise yet. As far as I know, there's no news on it.
Because it was only last year, on June 6th, that the film was being filmed.
I think filming finished, I think.
I don't think it's finished, because it's set for a 2023 release.
No. Well, either filming finished and they're in the editing room, or they're still filming or doing the reshoots. Because really, I don't think they're releasing any news about it, because I don't... There's more news coming out about Halloween. Do you know my YouTube right now?
At the minute?
My YouTube's flooded with fucking TV spots of Halloween. Because that's all we're getting, is TV spots. We had one trailer, and now it's just TV spots from different countries and everything. I'm like, what is this marketing?
Yeah, to be fair, this Halloween right now is going to be all about the actual Halloween and movie.
If I'm right, I think next, or today, as of this recording, apparently we're supposed to be getting another trailer today, a final trailer today.
So the 27th of September 2022.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting our trailer today, but I don't know if we will, final trailer, but...
I don't think we need a final trailer, to be fair.
To be honest, the trailer that we got, didn't give much away. That's the thing. Point. That's the thing with trailers. They give too much away. It's annoying. I think the only thing that they didn't give away in Kills trailer was do you know when we saw someone falling from building from hospital? They showed that in first person in the trailer, so we never saw who actually jumped, which I liked. And then when I actually saw the film, I was like, oh, it's him who fucking jumped. But yeah, whatever. But let's get into this then.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Is it
because
me?
It's quite a decent length.
Decent length, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know that you like this movie quite a lot.
I love this film. It's my favorite.
You'll love the comedy aspect.
It's like, because there's so many, like, you know, actual horror films out there. I like now and again to have one where it's horror mixed with, you know, comedy. And having Bruce Campbell, you've just got to have him using his comedy chops, because he's so good at physical comedy. It's fucking brilliant.
Again.
Shut up!
I told you last episode that he will say it every single time we talk about Evil Dead.
Yes, except for the remix, he's not in it.
In one moment, in the post-credit scene, or whatever.
He says groovy. That's all he does. That's all he does.
He's still willing to talk about, he's got physical comedy chops.
Yes,
he just stands there. Oh, the physical comedy on him.
Sure.
The way he stands there is just so cool.
Oh,
funny.
Shut up. Is it me? Or are you?
Yeah, it's you. if you can.
Picking up where Evil Dead 2 left off, Ash narrates how he and his girlfriend Linda, played by Bridget Fonda, in a very brief cameo, both supermarket clerks at an S-Mart retail store went for a vacation in the woods to an old cabin, and they discovered the book Necronomicon Ex Mortis, or Book of the Dead, and upon reading it, unleashed demonic forces as detailed in the previous films, The Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. After reading a spell to defeat the demons, Ash is sucked into a time vortex with his Oldsmobile. Oldsmobile, whatever. And is transported back to AD 1300, as near as I can figure. Really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
So the person who wrote this thinks this is just a complete guess. Yeah, I don't think the film really tells you what, like, year they're in.
Let me have a look on the actual wiki.
Or this person just didn't do his research.
It just says teleports to the Middle Ages, which is approximately from the 5th to the late 15th centuries. So it could be anywhere then.
Well, this guy thinks it's 13.
Yeah, but it depicts Lord Arthur, which was during the late 5th and early 6th centuries. So the 1300s just wouldn't make sense. However, in 1385, there was a tapestry showing King Arthur as one of the Nine Worthies.
Well, this isn't King Arthur, it's Lord Arthur.
But it's still King Arthur. It's the same thing.
I don't think they're the same person.
They are. When I click on Lord Arthur, it goes straight to King Arthur.
Alright. Go on then.
Lord and King are pretty much the same thing anyway.
No, they're not.
What do you mean, no, they're not? Yeah, they are. Lord and King.
They're completely two separate things. King, a lord is someone who is of royal blood, who isn't a king.
Here we go. A lord is just any nobility or someone with some sort of authority. A king is in charge of a kingdom.
Yeah, exactly.
A lord is not a royal. A lord is not powerful as a king. And a lord is an honorific that can be used by any male peer, duke, marquess, earl, viscount, and baron. Peerages are bestowed upon a person by the monarch, the king, or queen regent.
See.
And the king is the most powerful man in the kingdom.
A lord is basically second to a king.
Anyone with the honorific of lord serves the king. He becomes king, though. In time.
Okay, let's go on then.
There are some differences between the ending of Evil Dead 2 and the beginning of Army of Darkness. We did talk about this last episode.
We did talk about that.
But just in case, in this movie, instead of being praised, Ash is the first suspected of being one of Duke Henry's men. Henry the Red.
Yeah.
A Scot of War with English knights.
I fucking love Henry the Red.
He's enslaved, his gun and chainsaw confiscated, and is taken to a castle. A priest keeps Ash's weapons, believing the Strange One to be a redeemer, foretold in prophecy to be the one who shall deliver mankind from the terror of the Deadites. Ash is then thrown into a pit where he fights off a Deadite, regains his weapons, and uses his boomstick, a Remington double-barreled sawn-off shotgun, frightened inhabitants of the kingdom into helping him return to his own time. There are some notes about that paragraph as well. And the other one. Two paragraphs. Bridget Fonda was the third Linda to play.
Oh yeah, there was three different Lindas.
There's four different Lindas.
Four.
Yeah, in 1, 2, 3, and Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
There's so many fucking Lindas. How many times can you recast one character?
I think it becomes a running gag at this point that everyone just plays Linda.
Everybody in the world is now Linda.
Yeah, his boomstick keeps changing every movie. They're not all the same.
Yeah, he's got the same chainsaw each time. Like, the chainsaw doesn't change. It's always, like, a red chainsaw.
He might be a specific... I bet they change chainsaws.
They probably do, but it's not that noticeable. Like his boomstick's noticeable in that, but other than that, everything else is just the same.
It is known as the Homelite Extra Large Chainsaw.
The only way to return to his time and stop the Deadites, according to the priest who gave Ash back his weapons, is to retrieve the Necronomicon, which contains both spells. Ash is supposed to speak to a mysterious phrase when he takes the Necronomicon, Calatu Verta Nicto. I probably butchered that.
No, no. Calatu Verta Nicto.
Right, there you go. A nod to the film The Day the Earth Stood Still. Love that film. While preparing for this, Ash becomes romantically involved with a local woman, Sheila. She's not, right, so she isn't like a princess or anything, she's just...
That was who Embeth David's played.
Right then. Yeah, Sheila.
Queen Sheila.
Queen Sheila.
Well, she's not a queen, but...
She's not a queen, she's just a normal woman. A normal local woman.
Go about for it. Ash then journeys for the Necromonic... I hate this word. This is one of the words I hate.
Whoa.
Necronomicon.
Am I the only one?
I have to say it slow. Necronomicon.
Necronomicon.
I always say it with the N first instead of the N. So it's Necromonicon instead of
Necronomicon. It's not that hard.
And it is hard for me.
Necronomicon.
You know, like, how every other word is hard for you. That word's hard for me.
It's funny, because he can't say that, but I can, but any other word I can't say, but he can.
Yeah, exactly. So don't make fun of me for not saying one word. You can't say any others. Ash then journeys for the Necronomicon, along the way passing into a haunted forest. The Kandarian demon, in brackets, the camera presenting its point of view, so it's a POV.
You don't have to fucking do camera things, whoever wrote this.
Pursues Ash through the woods. Fleeing, Ash ducks into a windmill for safety. That night, he crashes into a mirror where he notices his reflection looking back at him. The small reflections of Ash climb out from the shattered mirror and torture him. Mini Ashes are so fucking good. Honestly, remember the freaking game.
What?
Remember the game where you get where they put traps that were evil ashes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mini Ashes.
Yeah, the fucking... I hate those things. Like,
anytime
you can do that. Anytime you anytime you walk up to a fucking chest and then it just opens and little ashes walk out.
It's either the mini ashes or the severed hand.
Like, the thing is, I mainly always get the hand over the ashes.
No, you can choose. You can keep switching. After knocking him unconscious and tying him down, one of the little ashes dives into his throat.
Nice.
Ash attempts to kill the little ash by drinking boiling water, but before any effect can be assumed, evil Ash begins to split from his right shoulder. Ash panics and runs back out through the woods when evil Ash completely splits off from him. Ash shoots evil Ash in the face, slicing him to bits with a chainsaw and buries him.
I fucking, like, Evil Ash is one of my favourite villains in this franchise. He's just so funny and fucking, he looks badass.
Everyone loves Evil Ash. You can't hate him.
I'd like to actually see Evil Ash return for, like, a sequel.
We do. Game.
But, not the game, but I mean in a movie. When he arrives at the book's location, he sees three books instead of one, After a painful experience with the two fake bugs, the first one sucked him into the book and the second bit him. Ash finds the real one. He attempts to say the magic phrase, but realizes he forgot the end of it. Ash tries to trick the book by mumbling the missing word, but that re-releases the demons. He simply grabs the book and rushes back to the castle while the dead rise from graves all around. During Ash's panicked ride back, evil Ash rises from his grave and unites the Deadites into the Army of Darkness.
All credits.
Roll credits, movie over, done.
It said the name, that's it. Despite causing the predicament faced by the medieval humans, Ash initially demands to be returned to his own time. Sheila is captured by a flying Deadite, and Ash becomes determined to lead the humans against a skeletal Deadite army. Reluctantly, the people agree to join Ash, using scientific knowledge from textbooks in the trunk of his Oldsmobile, plus enlisting the help of Duke Henry, who Ash saved after his conflict in the pit. Ash successfully leads the humans to defeat the Deadites and save Sheila. After this, he is brought to his own time using a potion made from the book.
That were a quick ending.
That's a bit.
The final scene begins with Ash back at the S-Mart store, telling a co-worker all about his adventure back in time, and how he could have been king. After this, a Deadite starts wreaking havoc on the store and Ash defeats it. The film ends with Ash saying, "Hail to the king, baby," and kissing his fellow sales lady. That's such an Ash thing to do, though.
Hail to the king, baby.
Oh, God. Hail to the king, and then just randomly kisses this woman he works with.
Nah, Ash Williams has been depicted in so many different ways, such as Johnny Bravo. You cannot disagree.
Awards. Army of Darkness won the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy and Horror Films Award, USA, for Best Horror Film 1994. It was also nominated for Best Makeup. Army of Darkness was nominated for the grand prize at the Avera's Fantastic Film Festival and won the Golden Raven at the Brussels International Festival of Fantasy Film in 1993. The film also won the Critics Award at Fantasporto and was nominated for the International Fantasy Film Award in the category of Best Film in 1993.
Well,
that's a lot of awards. No comments.
You know, it's a shame that Army Darkness came out at the same time as other good films. That was when the first Candyman came out.
When test audiences didn't approve of Raimi's original cut, he cut the film down to the international cut that now exists on DVD. When it was again rejected by Universal, Raimi was forced to edit it again to the USA theatrical version. The original cut had an opening that was more in tune with the Evil Dead series, including, as a deleted scene, on Anchor Bay's director's cut DVD. Fucking alright. Fucking all Universal. So, thoughts rating?
False rating, it's a very good black comedy movie. I love the... Even though there was not as much blood and gore as the other two movies, there's something that clicks with this movie, such as Ash's comedy chops, his physical comedy acting. It actually is very well done. He continues to be the same Ash he is since the first Evil Dead. No censorship, really, at all from him.
No.
The addition of Evil Ash was a good villain. Pretty much, like, a good side and a dark side of him. Yeah. Because originally he was going to run and be a little chicken shit. But then he braved and then said, fuck this.
Evil Ash is, like... There's also one scene where, like, Ash puts on his, like, armor and that, and he makes himself... Like, he makes himself a new hand as well.
Yeah, the metal hand.
Yeah, and then obviously in this TV show, he makes more of a like a robotic one.
No, he doesn't make it. He starts off with a wooden hand.
Oh, and yeah, then and who makes
Pablo
it?
Makes Pablo.
I need to watch the TV show again.
He uses a power glove.
I'm going to have to watch the TV show again.
Ash wearing a power glove just makes it so cool. And so like.
Yeah, that's why I play as. That's why I play as Old Man Ash in the game. Just for the fact that he's more experienced. He's more of an experienced character. And he's just. He's just. That more badass.
Also, he likes using the chainsaw as well.
Yes. I love the chainsaw.
And in the Evil Dead game, if you play as Old Ash and get into level 10, you start with a chainsaw.
Yep.
And he's already maxed it out.
Yeah.
He's the only character he's maxed out.
I do like playing as other characters. I like Mia. I like playing as Mia.
I like David. Because of nail gun upgrades.
Nail gun's a cool weapon.
I play as like all the characters. I like playing Henry the Red because he's got invulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Henry the Red is such a fucking brilliant character from Army of Darkness. He's fucking hilarious. He's hilarious.
They put so much love into the game.
They did.
Even from the bad moments.
They definitely put a lot of love into it that it feels like an Evil Dead game. It feels like it should. My only problem is it is matchmaking. Because yeah, there are people playing it. There are people playing it, but the thing is, like, remember, do you know for Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Matchmaking on that wasn't as bad, because when it came to Friday the 13th matchmaking, it chose a killer. It just you just searched a game, and then you got into it, and it was a toss of a coin if you were going to be killer or a survivor. And then obviously you had the choice to put a preferred thing to play as survivor or killer.
That longer.
Yeah, and that took a bit longer.
To be fair, there was a lot of variation in which characters you could play as.
Yeah. There were a lot, like, because in that they had to make their own. So in that they took characters from the films and made characters in the games that were inspired by them. Because obviously they couldn't, really, they only got the choice of using Jason. They couldn't really use the actual, like, survivors. But when it comes to a game like this, they're able to use original characters. I mean, IP characters.
Yeah, true.
Same with that new... do you know that new... But really, it's good media. Because good media, like, they like to keep it entangled with the story. So, like, in the new Texas game, the only IP characters in it are the family, are the cook, Hitchhiker, and Leatherface. They're the only IP characters in that game that are going to be in it. All the rest of them are actually just original characters, because they're keeping it as a thing where it's set before the original film. So that's why I like good media, because they like to like keep it canon instead of just, you know what I mean. But yeah, I'm gonna give this film, I'm probably gonna give Army of Darkness a 9.
Yeah, I know you like it. I'm gonna give it an 8.5, because the other two were way better in my opinion. But yeah. Army of Darkness is still a good movie.
Yeah. So,
and my rating might be swayed due to the fact that I've recently watched like the Evil Dead and Ash vs. Evil Dead movies and started playing the game.
Yeah, I got him into the game.
He made me buy the game. He made me spend real money. I'm so sad that I'm broke again.
I pre-ordered it though.
Yeah, so he got like the pre-order bonus.
Yeah, but I pre-ordered the deluxe edition.
Yeah, but everyone can buy the pre-order bonus now anyway.
Yeah, which annoys me.
Yeah, so when he sees me using the pre-order stuff, oh, not fair.
It's fine, whatever, I don't care. Like, the thing is, I'd like to get Savini Jason, but you can't unless you had the collector's edition.
No, what, even collector's edition? You had to be a backer for the game?
No, it was collector's edition for Savini. Ash. You had to get the collector's edition.
I thought it was meant Savini Jason.
No, I know that's what it was for that, but I mean for Evil Ash. For Ash, you had to, for his Savini skin, you had to, because all these games have to have a Savini skin, because Tom Savini
is cool, though.
Because, like, Tom Savini worked on these, and Tom Savini's just an amazing, like makeup artist and horror makeup and that.
To be fair, I don't actually like the look of Savini Ash.
I take it or leave it.
It just looks like just a mummy.
Looks fine to me.
Yeah, everything looks.
You want to outro us?
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast where we talk about Anime Darkness, also known as Evil Dead 3. It was never mentioned as Evil Dead 3 because of copyright claims and issues. Make sure to check out all the links below where that is our link tree. We got all the socials, the Discord.
Link tree anymore.
What do you mean it's not our link tree anymore?
Not our link tree anymore.
What the fuck is it?
I've started using a new thing that's more customizable. It's called a Koji.
Hold on a minute.
Called a Koji. Just call it a link in bio or a link in description. That's what I call it.
I don't want to watch your friggin' intro video. I'm looking.
Just go in the description.
I'm looking in the description. It has to go on your friggin' channel first, because it's not even on my top friggin' subscribe things.
Sad.
Oh, actually. Oh. Uh-oh.
What?
See if you can see this.
You've just messed the thing up.
Look.
I can't look. We're recording.
Oh, well, if anyone could see, I'm not actually subscribed.
How dare you?
I didn't have it being subscribed, that's why I couldn't find the channel.
How dare you?
Yeah, but it's with Koji link.
Yeah.
So it's basically the...
It's costing... YouTube, Twitch. It's a lot more customizable than... And it's completely free.
Yeah, it's completely free to click on, so make sure you do that. make sure to also like, comment, and subscribe as well. Any feedback would also be greatly appreciated. This has been SlashCast, the podcast where we talk horror, nothing but horror.
Are you missing something else?
Again, brought to you by the SlashCast Podcast Network.
There you go.
I have been one of your hosts, Tyler.
I've been your host, Slasher.
And this has been SlasherCast. And remember to keep on slashing, keep watching horror. And we'll see you horror fans again later. Bye for now.
See you.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's happening, lovers? What's going on? We gonna get tropical, we gonna get tropical. Welcome back to another episode of Make Every Death Count. We are your hosts. My name is Riley. All right, folks. With that, as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye!
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Jack. Chucky wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos! Or